She told Margaret Thatcher's life story in The Iron Lady and co-wrote the controversial film Shame about a sex addict. Writer Abby Morgan's stories for movies and television have won Oscar nods, Emmy wins, and plenty of other awards. Her latest film finds drama in the women's voting rights movements in Britain in the early 1900s. Suffragette stars Carrie Mulligan, Helena Bonham Carter, and Meryl Streep, playing the role of one of the best-known political activists of that time, Emmeline Pankhurst.
We have been left with no alternative but to defy this government. If we must go to prison to obtain the vote, let it be the windows of government, not the bodies of women, which shall be broken.
As the screenwriter, Abby Morgan is the architect of the story on screen. She says she thought the suffragette movement would mean another polite costume drama.
I was a bit resistant because I was thinking tambourines and corsets and bonnets and, you know, wide-brimmed hats and lady who's drink tea giving out flyers. And so that was my very limited knowledge of the suffragettes. And then actually when they showed me the incredible research, everything from police surveillance records through to testimonials of working women and sort of newspaper articles and newsreels at the time, I just realised there was a fascinating movie here. So I set about writing it, and 6 years later, finally got the film made.
And there's not a tambourine in sight, I have to
say. There's not a
tambourine.
We've discarded the tambourine. They sneaked in that first draft. Actually, what was interesting about the first draft was I actually wrote it from a point of view of a sort of middle to upper class woman called Alice, played by Romola Garai in the movie, and into her world where she is running the home while her MP husband goes and berates the suffragettes in Westminster, comes a young laundress called Maud. And actually, as the more research I did around the laundries and Maud, I realised that it was the story of the working women that really fascinated me. And I thought, no, actually, this is where we should set the film. We should give voice to the voiceless.
Talk about some of the actions that they did take.
Well, I mean, what was so fascinating when we came to sell this film was that we kept on saying it's a kick-ass movie. You know, these women these women blow things up. You know, they set light to pillarboxes and they cut telegraph wires, and there'll be moments of random nudity set in a laundry. I mean, we did everything we could to finance the movie. But what was incredibly compelling was that these women, after such a long period of peaceful protest, you know, split at this point. And it was Mrs. Pankhurst who spoke to the women and said, look, we're not being taken seriously. We need to attack public property. No human life must be lost, but I ask you to try and attract the attention of the media, and more than that, to try and attract and change the point of view of Westminster, who were very, very undermining of the women throughout their campaign.
Segment 1. She told Margaret Thatcher's life story in The Iron Lady and co-wrote the controversial film Shame about a sex addict. Writer Abby Morgan's stories for movies and television have won Oscar nods, Emmy wins, and plenty of other awards. Her latest film finds drama in the women's voting rights movements in Britain in the early 1900s. Suffragette stars Carrie Mulligan, Helena Bonham Carter, and Meryl Streep, playing the role of one of the best-known political activists of that time, Emmeline Pankhurst.
We have been left with no alternative but to defy this government. If we must go to prison to obtain the vote, let it be the windows of government, not the bodies of women, which shall be broken.
Segment 2. As the screenwriter, Abby Morgan is the architect of the story on screen. She says she thought the suffragette movement would mean another polite costume drama.
I was a bit resistant because I was thinking tambourines and corsets and bonnets and, you know, wide-brimmed hats and lady who's drink tea giving out flyers. And so that was my very limited knowledge of the suffragettes. And then actually when they showed me the incredible research, everything from police surveillance records through to testimonials of working women and sort of newspaper articles and newsreels at the time, I just realised there was a fascinating movie here. So I set about writing it. And 6 years later, finally got the film made.
Segment 3. And there's not a tambourine in sight, I have to
say. There's not a tambourine. We've discarded the tambourine. They sneaked in that first draft. Actually, what was interesting about the first draft was I actually wrote it from a point of view of a sort of middle to upper class woman called Alice, played by Romola Garai in the movie, and into her world where she is running the home while her MP husband goes and berates the suffragettes in Westminster, comes a young laundress called Maud. And actually, as the more research I did around the laundries and Maud, I realised that it was the story of the working women that really fascinated me. And I thought, no, actually, this is where we should set the film, we should give voice to the voiceless.
Segment 4.
Talk about some of the actions that they did take.
Well, I mean, what was so fascinating when we came to sell this film was that we kept on saying, it's a kick-ass movie. You know, these women these women blow things up. You know, they set light to pillar boxes and they cut telegraph wires and there'll be moments of random nudity set in a laundry. I mean, we did everything we could to finance the movie. But what was incredibly compelling was that these women, after such a long period of peaceful protest, you know, split at this point. And it was Mrs. Pankhurst who spoke to the women and said, look, we're not being taken seriously. We need to attack public property. No human life must be lost, but I ask you to try and attract the attention of the media, and more than that, to try and attract and change the point of view of Westminster, who were very, very undermining of the women throughout their campaign.